With the great help of the local schoolmaster, Mr. Bert Miles, and his assistant teacher, Mrs. Collin, Mrs. Fairweather also organised war savings collections, and thousands of pounds were raised, and many people were persuaded to turn out their hoards of money for the war effort. Collections were made weekly throughout the village, which was split up into districts, again worked by voluntary collectors, and it was amazing. Special weeks were set apart, like War Weapons Week, when extra efforts were made to meet tremendously high targets. Several army units were stationed in the village during the war, and many of the men were billeted with local families. A Yorkshire regiment, the RAMC, and an American searchlight party all stayed quite a while. We ran a canteen for the men and provided snacks and a few home comforts for them. They made friends and received real Fenland hospitality. As time went on, there were several weddings of local girls and these men, and some still live in the village, and others went to America to settle. Searchlights were used a great deal during the war, moving across the sky at night to search for the enemy planes. I remember when they were first used, my father went down the fen early one morning to find a number of frightened and excited gypsies on the cut bridge. They could not understand what was happening. Something was happening to the heavens, they said. They knew all about the moon and the stars, but these frightening, glaring lights flashing about the sky caused them much alarm and kept them awake. It took my father some time to explain to them and calm their fears. Farmers had land army girls and prisoners of war to help on the farm, and grass fields were ploughed up, and every bit of land was used to grow more food. We had ration books for food. There were shortages. Sugar, fats, and tin goods from abroad were in short supply. Chocolates and sweets, ice creams and lollies were just not obtainable. Children's teeth must have improved. Iron railings from the front of the local churches and houses were taken up to be used in ammunition works for the war effort. And some of these railings had been handmade by local blacksmiths, and it seemed a shame for them to be removed.